This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm Mark Webster, and this week's guest is Dan Sorber, a Syracuse, New York missionary who is currently on his 16th trip to communist Cuba. Before he left, he spoke with our Bob Price.
We do everything from microfinance to pastoral support to church plant. The call for mission landing Cuba is to come alongside the Cuban pastors and to encourage them, to love on them, to enable them, to help them mentally, spiritually, physically, financially, and to help build the kingdom, coming alongside local pastors there in Cuba.
Cuba is a communist nation despite the Castros not being in charge anymore. What's religious freedom like today in Cuba?
There's still some oppression. There's still some persecution. It's still a very, very difficult place for the Cuban brothers and sisters and pastors and planting churches. But my experience is that the Cuban government has really relaxed the persecution. Religious freedom is much, much better than it was even 16 years ago. We've planted 16 churches without any issues, and in fact, with tremendous support from the Cuban government allowing us to do that.
Why do you think that is in a communist country where there is no God but the state?
Desperation. I think that when the Soviet Union went bankrupt in 1992 and the special period hit Cuba, which was a 10-year period where they had no oil, no food, it has caused our Cuban brothers and sisters to open up wherever they could open up. And the American missionary historically has been extremely generous, and the Cuban government recognized that.
Is it the same every time, or do you typically go the same time of year?
Yeah, we go 6 or 7 times a year. Every trip is different. The trip that we're taking here is to take financial support for our 3 key pastors, and then they trickle down to the 16 house churches and the 16 other church plants. So we're taking funds. We're also setting up a conference for 50 pastors and wives. We've done this annually where we bring them into a hotel, we put them up, and we bring pastors and teachers and educators from the States and do a 3-day conference for them, loving on them, encouraging them. Right now, the biggest issue in the country of Cuba, and things are as bad as they've ever been since I've been there for 16 years, is 1/3 of the Cuban pastors are leaving the country of Cuba. 1/3. Cuba is a very difficult spot. There's no food. Things are very, very difficult. There's no more tourism, and tourism drives the economic engine for the country of Cuba, and the United States shut tourism down. The Canadians aren't going there like they used to. The Europeans aren't going there like they used to. The loss of revenue from tourism has really hurt the country of Cuba.
You're there to encourage as much as to build up the body of Christ, to encourage the indigenous pastors, the local leaders in the towns and villages that you visit.
Absolutely. We have church plant groups that have contacted me over the 16 years, and we're expert in church plants, and we can do this and we can do that. And I can testify that the Cuban pastors are experts. I've never met anybody. I've never seen anywhere. And my wife and I have been privileged to travel all over the world on missions trips, and I've never seen anybody plant churches like the Cuban brothers and sisters and the Cuban pastors.
Amen. How have you seen the body of Christ grow in the 16 years that you've been making these trips?
I'm 66 years old. I have never seen a true revival except for in the country of Cuba. And we are seeing a true revival in the country of Cuba right now. I think desperation has brought people to their knees, as it does here in America. Desperation causes you to make decisions that otherwise you might not make. And I think that desperation in Cuba right now are bringing people to Christ.
Amen.
And our job is to come along and spread the gospel, help these pastors to spread the gospel and to enable them and to strengthen them in order to serve their people.
Amen. And for those who are listening right now, Dan, how can they be praying for the people of Cuba and for you?
I would pray for religious freedom in the country of Cuba, that the cause of Christ can be told, the story of Jesus and his redemptive power. I would pray for safety as we travel. Cuba is a much safer country than the United States for a lot of reasons. And so our safety is really not a concern, but the safety of the Cubans living their day-to-day lives with very, very limited resources, health for our Cuban pastors so that they can be strong in order to serve. So I think those are some really powerful things that people can pray for.
That's Dan Sorber, a Syracuse, New York missionary who right now is on his 16th missionary trip to communist Cuba. Before he left, he spoke with our Bob Price. Please join us again next time as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News Podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.